Hello, conference. Once I finish the closing comments, we have a post-conference event, Alliance 2020, hosted by Slugger O'Toole in the Glen Suite, with a panel of Alex Kane, political commentator, Bill White, Lucid Talk, and Professor Deirdre Heenan from the University of Ulster. So I just want to say it's been a fantastic day, but it's actually been a great weekend. We started off last night with the conference dinner, and there was a great, fantastic buzz about the place that actually spilled on into the bar later on, and it was great crack, and a lot of good political debate went on into the wee hours. And certainly the business breakfast came a wee bit early then at 7:30 for some of us. And I'd like to thank Jerry Campbell from Colleges NI for hosting the business breakfast. And that set us up right into the conference today. And I'd like to thank Andrew Muir, our president, for starting us off this morning and taking that buzz forward. Andrew talked about a new Northern Ireland. He went into detail about the work he's been doing, and I must say, I'm hoping, well, Andrew, I think, will be a great asset to the Stormont team come May the 5th, so I wish him well in that. We had three speeches before lunchtime. We had our Minister, Stephen Farry, talking about the great work that's going on within his department in Dáil. And Naomi Long followed that. I must say, personally, and I'm sure it's reverberated across the party, it's fantastic to see Naomi back. I mean, I was pleased after the election that she was taking a bit of time out, but I was absolutely delighted to hear that she was coming back. So I think that's really enthused everybody going into this election. I think a lot of people in East Belfast are going to have their hands full during this election and during the campaign. And wouldn't it be fantastic if we were able to return three MLAs out of East Belfast? I mean, I you know, and I think we have a great opportunity there. I stood here last year and talked about going into the campaign in May, and, you know, right up to the election, I was overwhelmed by the dedication of this party and how we rallied around a lot of difficult times through that campaign. And a lot of people putting night and day into it. It was fantastic to see that. And I think we learned a lot from that about how to focus in on what we do around our campaigns. And certainly with Sam and now Kenneth taking us forward in the campaigns, I think we have a fantastic future as far as the elections go. I suppose I have to mention our party leader, David Ford, and David's speech. In fact, David's the reason I joined the party, to be honest. I met David during my time on the Police and Community Partnership. I was a lay member. I had never been involved in any political parties before. Joined the Alliance Party aged 45 in January 2010. It's David's fault that I'm here, I suppose. That's what I'm saying. But no, David's been very good to me, I must say. And I replaced David on Annaburgh Council when the party took the Minister of Justice post. And he does keep me right every now and again. It's very good. And I'd like to thank him for that. And indeed, Vernon Coker paid, I thought, a marvellous, fantastic tribute to our party. And indeed, David himself, personally, and the integrity that he has brought to the Minister of Justice post. And it was great to hear those words. There were two panels this morning. We had our candidates. And I must say, well, obviously Stuart Dixon was on the panel, sitting MLA, but there were four: Nola McAllister, North Belfast; Duncan Morrow, Belfast South; Kelly Armstrong, Strangford; and Tim Morrow, Belfast East. I've mentioned East Belfast already. The four of them, the enthusiasm and the, you know, the commitment to this. If those four and Andrew indeed add to that, we're enhancing our Stormont team. I think that the future is certainly very bright, like my lovely tie. Pretty bright for the Alliance Party, and it would be great to see as many people elected through this as possible. But I must say, the diversity panel this morning, I really did enjoy that. Obviously, I'm aware of the different groups we have across the party, but to hear individuals coming up and telling us about the work they're doing, Kate around the women's group, and Stephen about from Alliance Youth, about youth in the future and about education, and certainly the the passionate way Mickey Murray talked earlier about the LGBT group. I think to sum up, really, it's been a fantastic day. We do have diversity across the party, but Naomi said something earlier today around principles, passion, and people. And I think we have principles in abundance. We have our policies to take us forward. We all have the passion for it, and we certainly have the people. And today, I suppose, it's been a bit of a shop window for us about putting forward our candidates. But it's the people behind the scenes that drive us all forward. The people that are out there, I mentioned earlier in East Belfast, doing the hard work, out there knocking at doors and supporting us, that don't put themselves forward. And we couldn't do that without them. So I want to pay tribute to all of our membership and all of the support that we get. So I would just like to wish everyone well and safe home. It's been a fantastic conference, and I look forward to a very successful election come May. Thank you.